Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. Yesterday I shared how God gave us His best. He provided better things for you and I, better than what they had in the Old Covenant. The word better is in the book of Hebrews 13 times, and today I want to look at another one of those better things provided by God to you and I. And it's better sacrifice, better sacrifice. If we go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, in verse 18, it says, "Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people." Can you picture all those sacrifices? You know, they butchered calves and they butchered goats and they butchered oxen, and then they took the blood and sprinkled the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And so we get this picture that they were doing these sacrifices, and it was a bloody mess. They sprinkled the book, and the people were sprinkled with blood, and they sprinkled the vessels of the ministry. And so they did sacrifices. God required a blood sacrifice for their sins. And then verse 22, and it says, "Almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices in these." And so God has given us a better sacrifice than what they had in the Old Covenant. "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others." And so here we see that Jesus Christ was a better sacrifice. You know, those sacrifices that they did in the Old Covenant, they were offered daily. If we jump over to chapter 10 in the book of Hebrews, it says, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect." So that sacrifice that they did in the Old Covenant, it says that it could not make the comers, the people that came and did these sacrifices, it could not make them perfect. It says, "For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices there is remembrance again made of sin every year." So as these people would come, they would confess the same sins over and over, the past sins, their past lives. There was a remembrance made year by year as they would come to the temple to sacrifice and shed the blood of bulls and goats. And so there was remembrance made again and again, year after year. Why? Verse 4 says, "For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he, Jesus, cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure." So here we get a picture of a better sacrifice. You know, God had no pleasure in all those bulls and goats and sheep, the blood that was shed for sin. And we jump down to verse 10. It's in of chapter 10. It says, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. And so here we get a picture of the better sacrifice that you and I have today. And what does this better sacrifice do? You know, we read that in chapter 10, verse 1, that it could not make the comers thereunto perfect. And there was a remembrance made again every year for sin. But what does this better sacrifice do? It's we jump down to chapter 10, verse 16. It says, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. That's quite different than being what we read earlier, that there's a remembrance made again year after year. You know, I remember before I was born again, my past life, my sins bothered me. There was a remembrance made. But when I experienced this better sacrifice, my sins and iniquities, I remember no more because I have a better sacrifice. My sins have been cleansed. They've been washed away. And so this morning, I praise God that we have a better sacrifice, that I can live with a clear conscience. And so today, my friend, if you do not have a clear conscience, there's a better sacrifice awaiting you. May God bless you as you listen and take heed to the Word of God and apply the better sacrifice to your soul. Be cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I do pray that you would just bless each one that listens to this, Lord, that they would be able to experience the better sacrifice that God has made available to you and I. Lord, I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.